know, I feel sorry for the legalist because they never really had a scourging. Because when God scourges you,
the Bible says
God scourges every son he receives. So when God scourges you, he shows you how utterly bankrupt you are without him. And so the legalist is not going to stand on faith alone in Jesus alone, because they haven't been revealed the truth about this reality. They don't know how bankrupt the flesh is, the world, the pride of life. They really don't understand that the energy of the flesh cannot fix it. It's only by the power of God can it be overcome. And the only way you're going to be able to do it is appropriate it by faith. It's in the Bible. So a legalist who tries to put you back under law, they don't even understand that they're going back under the old covenant instead of the new covenant. They don't understand that. They don't understand how bankrupt they are because they never got a scourging, because the Bible says God scourges every son he receives. Let him that think he stand take heed lest he fall. And they don't even know that they're without chastisement. Because when God scourges you, you can't stay in legalism. Think about what I'm saying. God scourges every son he receives. That means you're getting a spanking. And not just a spanking, but a scourging. So when God scourges you, you realize that you're not capable of maintaining the spiritual walk without the Holy Spirit. So if you swerve off the path and God scourges you, that's showing you that you can't do it without him. And it's not by rules, because the harder you try to keep a rule, the worse you get. If you try to keep the Ten Commandments, you're going to get worse. If you go back under legalism, you're going to get worse. You try to please God through works, your works, you're going to get worse. But when you rest in Jesus by faith, you rise above the law, and you're just resting in Jesus. And God will guide you and lead you. And it's not your works, it's his work in you, the transformation process. So my point is, I feel sorry for a legalist, because a legalist has never been scourged. And if they've never been scourged, they're not sons of God. God scourges every son he receives. So if a legalist has never been scourged to show their utter bankrupt state in the flesh, in the natural, that they can't do it on their own, that their works are utter, their works are actually menstrual cloths. That's how much your works are before God. It's like a menstrual cloth. It's just ridiculous. Your work's going to make you righteous before God. And then after you get saved, you think your works are going to keep you saved? Your works didn't get you saved, and your works can't keep you saved. It's faith in Jesus. And eternal life is not temporal, it's eternal. You can't lose something that's eternal. But they live in the fear of losing eternal life. Why? Because they're under law, they're under the flesh, they're under fear and doubt and worry, and they want to cast that onto you. Instead of you resting in the finished work, once saved, always saved, it is finished, it is done, there is a rest for the people of God. And that's entering in by faith. And Jesus is our Sabbath. We don't have to keep a Sabbath because Jesus is our Sabbath. And it's finished. Now, resting one day a week is good for you. Some people need to rest 2 days a week or five. You know, you might need to rest 3. It depends on your body, your ship. Sonship, fellowship. Relationship. It's all ships. Your body's a ship. Ship shape. friendship. You could probably come up with like 100 words with the word ship, showing that you're in a ship. Your body's a ship. So I feel sorry for the legalist, because the legalist is bankrupt and they don't even know it. That's the sad part. Everybody's bankrupt, but some don't know they're bankrupt.